The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Monday of Holy Week. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The gospel reading of today's Mass, taken from the beginning of John chapter 12, recounts the anointing of Jesus by Mary of Bethany. The scene was a banquet at which Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, whom Jesus had recently raised from the dead, were all present. At some point, Mary anoints the Lord with an expensive perfume. The gospel gives us the details. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Nard was a precious commodity, an oil derived from a plant grown in India, Nepal, and China. It would have had to have been imported to the Holy Land at great expense. Judas assigns a monetary value to the perfume, 300 days' wages. Today, at minimum wage, that would be about $17,000. Now, who knows what the value of this product was at the time of Christ, but the reaction to Mary's copious use of it indicates that it was an extraordinarily expensive gesture. What can we say about this? Well, first, Mary's act is a gift of superabundance. In a certain sense, she's acting the way God does in showing his gifts, giving more than we can imagine, value, or fully absorbed. I imagine that just a little bit of this perfume would have gone a very long way. But Mary uses all of it, holding nothing back. Her act is a sign that we should always be generous with God, especially in the gift of ourselves. Second, the use of this perfume would have called to mind a wedding. Prior to her marriage, much as done today, the bride would be adorned with her very best gown, her family's jewelry, and would have used a few drops of this kind of precious perfume so that she would radiate her joy in all her senses. Given that this event took place right before the Last Supper, Mary appears to be preparing Jesus for the marriage banquet which he will inaugurate in his passion and death. Third, and most importantly, this anointing is in the tradition of the Israelite custom of anointing their kings and priests. Remember, Aaron underwent a ritual of anointing by Moses when he was instituted as the first high priest during the Exodus. David, centuries later, was anointed by Samuel as a sign of his having been chosen by God as king of Israel. Now, Jesus is anointed as priest and king. In fact, the word Messiah and its Greek translation Christos or Christ means the anointed one. Jesus was, of course, always the anointed one in the sense of having been sent by the Father as Savior, but now he is literally anointed in a kind of sacramental rite as a dramatic prelude to what is to follow. At our baptism and again at our confirmation, for some of us at our ordination, we too were anointed as a sign of being chosen by God and strengthened by his grace to fulfill our mission. Let's keep this in mind as we enter this sacred time and prepare ourselves for the renewal of our promises of baptism, which we will make on Easter Sunday. God bless you.